Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Talk Shonen. My name is Jared.
My name is Daryl.
Is that what I sound like?
That is exactly what you sounded like.
I don't believe
like.
It. Hi, welcome back to Talk Shonen Podcast. My name is Turtle.
And I'm Jared.
This week on our wonderful, wonderful... Thank you for joining us again once. Sorry. Thank you for joining us again here
glad
on
to
Talk
see
Shonen.
You. Glad to see you with our time eyes.
Time eyes, my space eyes, see everything, Jared.
Our omnipresent God eyes.
In Talk Shonen, we see you. I don't know what accent that was. It was like four or five bastardized accents.
Yeah, that was a little
I was trying for Russian, and it just didn't quite come out.
No, that was not Russian, I'll tell you that.
No, I don't know what I don't know what it was, but not good. So this week, we're going to be talking about something I'm very excited about.
Yes.
Something we've talked about on the show twice now?
Yeah, I mean...
We talked about when we first heard the announcement, then we talked about the trailer.
Yes.
And now last week for listeners at home?
Yes. Time travel.
Time travel, yeah. Moon Knight.
Moon Knight, episode one.
Oh, yeah.
The goldfish problem, I think.
The goldfish, yeah, I think it was the goldfish problem.
Yeah.
It's out. Y'all get on Disney Plus.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have Disney Plus, what the fuck are you doing at this point? It has everything. It has everything
it's
that you need.
So good. And check out Moon Knight. It was better than I anticipated.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I will say I think they should have dropped two episodes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I think there's only going to be six.
I think so, yeah. The seasons are going to be pretty short.
I can see why they didn't, but...
This episode was only, what, like 43 minutes or something like
that? Yeah, yeah. It was relatively short for the fact that it's the introduction.
Mid-series. Yeah.
And it's such a short series.
I mean, maybe we're spoiled. But, you know, intro episodes have usually been like an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah,
and
then, yeah.
Especially on the six episode series. So
because I think even Book of Boba Fett, the first episode was over an hour.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could just be, you know, jaded at this point, but I would have really liked more. It felt too short.
Yeah. I found myself going, man, how is it done already?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it just flew by.
Yeah. I will say now, because we haven't gotten into anything other than the fact that we wish it was longer.
Yeah, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Yep. We're definitely going to just divulge everything, but...
Everything.
This should be coming out a week after it's released.
Yeah, exactly. So you guys should have seen the second episode by now.
Yeah, so you had your chance. We're talking about episode one. Get on board.
Exactly.
If you don't... You know what
Plus,
you
also,
are.
Plus, half of our episodes have been full spoiler, and we never even told you guys about it. So
yeah,
you should be
true.
Thanking us right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, this is a tribute to the fans that we're even mentioning their spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. And it's because this was Moon, and not well. It's not just because Moon Knight was our most listened to episode ever.
Oh yeah, that's like forgetting that. Yeah. I don't know why, but it was.
It was perfect timing. We perfect stormed that.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, let's start with, well, actually, side note, this is kind of behind-the-scenes thing.
Yes.
I think we talked about this on the trailer episode, the Moon Knight coming to Dracula's castle.
Did we?
I thought maybe it was just you and I that talked about this.
Yeah.
There's a meme that's a comic book panel that's Moon Knight at Dracula's castle saying, you know, come out here, you big nerdy bitch. Where's my goddamn money, Dracula?
Yeah.
It's or what something like that. It's hilarious. It's a really funny scene. Apparently, the director tried really fucking hard to get that scene somewhere in the show.
Really?
But was like, you just can't. He was like, I tried, but there's no Dracula. You can't say fuck on Disney Plus.
You can say fuck on Disney Plus.
They couldn't when they were filming it.
Yeah, not when they were filming it.
Now you can. Now they Disney Plus changed the rules up.
Next season.
Yeah, next season maybe we'll get a fuck you, Dracula, where's my money?
Fuck you, Dracula, where's my money? Yeah.
Which I'd fucking love.
Yeah.
But so yeah, apparently the director tried real hard and just couldn't make it happen.
That's great. I mean, I'm glad that he's enough of a fan to be like, I need to incorporate Dracula. I need to incorporate a werewolf if I can.
Yep. And so far, I'm not disappointed by what they already had.
Very true. I kind of want to start off on just the opening.
Okay.
So it was very interesting, and you know, all this is becoming more of a trope in movies that are being made, especially of the superhero genre, mm-hmm. where it's not opening up on something involving the hero.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
It actually is following the villain.
Yes. For
which
sure.
I thought was interesting mm-hmm. and also highly disturbing.
first seen episode one, it shows Fuckface McGillicuddy, Ethan Hawke.
Do you not like Ethan Hawke?
I don't know. I don't know if I really actually don't like Ethan Hawke. I think you know what? I think Ethan Hawke is an excellent actor, and yeah. that's why I don't like him, because he plays pieces of shit so often.
Yeah, yeah. And any of his good characters are so...
blasé. He plays evil well, and yeah. he played this guy really well.
Very menacing in a very subdued kind of way. Yeah.
But so the whole scene with the glass and the shoe?
Yes.
Immediately my wife was like, I don't know if I can watch this. I was like, no, I'm sure that's
there
not...
There wasn't even any blood. It
no,
was
yeah,
just,
they didn't show anything, but the sound, the visualization, yeah. Yeah. It was rough, buddy. It was rough, even for me.
And I immediately got vibes from like... the Da Vinci Code,
yeah,
the dude that flogs himself. Mm-hmm. I got those vibes immediately, yep. and I was like, ooh,
yeah,
this is gonna be fun.
It's a good way to set the pace.
Does he always have glass in his shoes?
I don't know. I thought that. I was like, you don't hear it when he's walking around, but I don't think he took it out.
He'd be really bad at sneaking up on people.
Yeah, right.
And when you got Marvel Universe Batman, mm-hmm. that's who you're going up against. Mm-hmm. You know, he's super sneaky, aside from the fact that he wears white at night.
Can we talk about the real villain of the show real quick?
Go for it.
Donna. That fucking cunt.
Oh my God. She was such a...
She made me... So I use the C word, and I don't like that word all the time, but let me tell you something.
I love that word. Use it more.
She made me so angry.
Yeah.
So immediately I was like, I do not like her. And my wife is like, right? What the hell is wrong with her?
Do you know why?
Why?
Because we've all had that boss.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Every single one of us
person
has
knows
had that boss.
Some, a Karen
oh, that's
or Donna
great.
Or
that's,
whatever.
That's really great. Do your job.
Yeah. Or like needlessly cruel...
Yes.
Needlessly cruel.
Yeah.
There's a couple of moments where he's just like, he's doing his job. And she's just like, you're worthless and you're never going to amount to anything.
He was trying to make a human connection.
Yeah.
He was just trying to tell you what's going on in his life.
Yeah.
And you're just like, hey, real quick, did I ask you about that?
It's even meaner than that. It's not like she's like, Steve, I don't. Or it's not even like she's like, Stevie. I don't care.
I forgot you can't do a British accent.
I know, I can't. Don't, dude. Accents today are not it anyway, apparently. But so it's not even that. It's that mm-hmm. she went from I don't care, which is mean to begin with, to you're worthless. That she directly called him worthless at least twice.
Yeah.
That's the kind of that. Yeah. That I was just like, I hope she gets killed in this museum by something.
Yeah. Also, what kind of work schedule does he have?
I don't know. It looked really well. Okay. So to clarify, I think they did kind of hint at it blatantly said, mm-hmm. I think his normal day job is just working the gift shop.
Yeah.
But I think because it jumps around the way it does because he's doing inventory that week and she like gave him shit and was like,
mm-hmm.
you're not getting out of inventory, Steve.
Yeah. But it's like, does he work once every 2 days?
Oh, and maybe that's why she's such a bitch to him. Is that
because
like,
she barely ever sees him, or he just doesn't show up to work?
Yeah, 2 days out and just poor bud.
Yeah,
and by the way, I love the voice of
Oscar Isaac.
You're not well. I do love the voice of Oscar Isaac. The God. What's the God's name?
Khonshu.
Khonshu. Thank you. Fuck.
I thought it was interesting. I'm glad they didn't go with like an overly stereotypical voice. Like they could have leaned into. I mean, it would have been cool if they would have gotten an Egyptian actor.
Yeah.
To do it, but I mean, for all I know,
he could be. He I just have no idea. I didn't look up the actor.
Yeah, I didn't look it up.
But
stereotypical.
Yes.
It sounds old and wise and like someone that you would want to listen to.
Yes, and the fact that he calls Steve the idiot. Oh, yeah. that like he's mean, but it's like It's mean, like, in a way where you're like, you almost feel for him, where you're like, oh, he's dealing with this guy again.
Yeah, exactly.
And every time it's Steve, and he's just like,
God damn it.
He's just like, God, the idiot's back again.
We were so close.
Uh-huh. Like, that's been, and that was funny. I liked that
a
lot.
Yeah, I did. At first, it was jarring, because, mm-hmm. I was expecting a different voice.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting the god of the moon and the god of vengeance mm-hmm. and, you know, everything to have, like, either one, a stereotypical voice,
yeah.
because that's what we're mm-hmm. like pre-programmed in America mm-hmm. to expect. It's like, oh, they're from another country. They better sound like what I think that yeah. country sounds like.
Let's turn up the stereotype pretty yeah. hard. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but at the same point, I was also like, he's probably going to sound scary.
Yeah. Well,
he's going to be like, ah.
All the elevator scene and everything. You're like,
that was terrifying.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
That was legitimately horrifying.
Yeah.
And the voice that he speaks with does not match.
He sounds like a video game narrator.
Yes. He sounds like a distinguished elder gentleman.
Like, you would expect him to be
like,
now that you have gotten used to the controls, please continue to finish the tutorial.
You know what he reminds me of? Did you ever play that, there's the office simulator where you're just in the room and then the narrator, like, tells you what to do?
Yes, I did play that.
He sounds like him. Yeah. It might be the same. It could be the same voice actor.
Do you know who I immediately, I don't know if you played this game, but there's a game called Biomutant.
Oh, it sounds familiar.
Where it's like you create like this little tiny character mm-hmm. and it's like a little fox creature kind of mm-hmm. looking thing. And that's what the whole world is made up of, like creatures like that. They're like animal things. And they speak kind of like Sims.
Okay.
They're like...
Yeah.
So everything in the game mm-hmm. has like a narrator that has that type of voice mm-hmm. speaking over everything.
Oh my God.
Which is immediately what I thought.
So something like... And then someone's like... And then I slayed the beast.
Kind of. It's like, so they'll be talking in their little gibberish voice, and it was like, it'll be like your character's mom. And it'll be like, your mother has always thought that blah, 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 blah.
That's funny.
What are you going to do in return? And then you make your decision. It's like, great choice.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I like yes. that.
And that's, I think it might be the same guy.
Yeah, it could be the same guy.
Because it's so close to how it sounds. But it was, I really enjoyed it because of the fact that it made me. It immediately gave me the vision. Do you know what I pictured?
Who?
Saruman.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. That kind of, Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I immediately got that. But I'm not even talking about just Christopher Lee. I'm talking about whole outfit.
Okay.
Like, the long full hair, vibe. Full mm-hmm. beard, mm-hmm. the white all the way down.
Yeah.
Like, that's when I pictured.
Okay.
Like, if he wasn't a giant bird skull thing. So you're thinking,
like, Khonshu is, like, looks like Saruman until...
You see that he's a giant Khonshu, bird skull for
you see what Khonshu I really is.
Yeah. And he's just terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying.
Floating bird skull, like not even attached to him look like.
I liked so okay, we're covering a lot of what we liked. Is there something anything you didn't like?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will say. And this just really ties back into the whole it was too short.
Yeah.
I didn't get enough Moon Knight.
Oh, that's fair.
In Moon Knight's first episode.
Yeah, it was a lot of focus on Steve.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of action.
Yeah.
Period. I mean, it was
that car chase went on for a while. There was
most of the car chase was Oscar Isaac looking confused.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, it did cut
that's
around.
That's mostly what it was.
I can give you that. In that it was.
It was him being like, "What?"
Huh? There was a lot of that, and I liked that kind of cinematography to it. But I would have appreciated another 15 minutes of him as Mark
and the Moon Knight. Yeah, that bathroom scene, I would have liked to see, especially because, like, once again, we gave full spoilers, so I don't give a shit. That fucking dog creature.
Yeah, the jackal
trying
or whatever
it was. To claw its way out and getting dragged back
that
in.
That was the moment I was like, oh, he's a badass. Because you see
this thing was denting a metal door.
Yep. Its claws were pulling up marble as it was trying to get away from the now murder meat grinder it just got into a fight with.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah.
And then also, like, and it I love what they did with it. The mm-hmm. like the skips,
mm-hmm.
just the whole, like, eyes roll back, and then he's covered in blood.
Yeah.
I loved that. But at the same point, I hope the next episode is
we get
from...
More of
is from like Mark's perspective. And it's just those things. So you can see all the action.
That'd be amazing if it just cuts in and it's Mark. And he just wakes up in a town square and he starts murdering people that are attacking him.
Yeah.
And then he like wakes up in the van and
he's just like, shit. Bam, and just, and then that would be a really good first 4 minutes. Because that's really all it would be. It would be like four minutes. Of for the second sure. episode.
That would be good. Like, the episode two starts in Mark's perspective.
Yeah.
Now Mark's in control. Steven's gone back to sleep or whatever.
Or it has, like, a Khonshu freaking voiceover.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just the visage of Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's him, but kind of, like, from, like, like through a mirror. Or him, like, from very far away, but in, like the shadows or something. Yeah. And his eyes are closed. And then when he opens it, it's him in that town square. Or it's him grabbing the scarab and, like, fighting his way out of whatever German freaking castle that was. Yeah,
whatever the hell was going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be an excellent starter.
Yeah. If they don't do that, I'm actually going to be kind of irritated.
Kind of, because
if we came up with it right now in 5 seconds.
Yeah, they could definitely.
They definitely could have done it.
I think that's an interesting way. I mean, how many personalities does he have?
Currently, we don't know, but I mean, you're looking at Mark Spector has Mark Spector. He has Stephen Grant. Yep. He has Jake Langley.
Yep.
He has... Mr. Knight.
Mr. Knight, yep.
Yeah, the consultant one.
Yep.
And then he has Moon Knight. So he has five. Because Moon Knight technically is considered
Is the one that's the...
Jake is the cab driver.
Cab driver.
And Steven's the millionaire.
Okay, so hear me out. And Stephen Grant's the millionaire?
Stephen Grant's the millionaire.
Okay, so hear me out. One episode for each personality and a fifth that's the climax. Or a sixth that's the climax, if that's how many episodes it's going to be.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. Every episode's a different emphasis on a character, which, I mean, Oscar Isaac, I think, could pull off.
Yeah, he can totally pull it off.
You know, and mind you, these are personalities that are like, some know. Clearly, Mark has an idea of what's going on.
Yeah.
Steven, completely butt-fuck clueless. Well,
Mark is the main. He's the prime.
Yeah.
Personality. Well, at least in the comics. In this one, it looks like they might be going different.
They hint that Mark is the mercenary. So,
yeah.
I mean, that could kind of jive.
Steven has his whole... I mean, because the whole thing is... And this is what leads to... Because I've seen theories, and I'm not going to go into the theories until the end. I'm going to save that. But I've seen theories that Steven is the prime personality in this one.
Okay.
Which the only thing that doesn't lead credence to that is because a lot of people are like, he has a mother. He has all this stuff. He has, you know,
but you don't
everything
ever
else.
See anything.
He never actually is even speaking to his mother. He's calling a phone number and leaving a voicemail every single time.
Yep. I think Mark is still the prime. You have actual person connections.
Yeah.
And Khonshu kind of talks to him in a way that implies that he's not there most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's interesting. I would be interested to see where every episode is a different personality. Yeah.
And I think that if they would have gone with like making this like a 15 episode one, they could have easily just been like, the first 5 episodes
are just exploring.
Are literally just going to be his different personalities.
Yeah.
And because then at that point, everybody would be confused.
Yes.
But as long as you had like a little bit of a bleed over of like this one was Stephen Grant. The next one's Jake Langley.
Well,
the next
one
is Mr. Knight.
You do the first 5 episodes to establish this is the personality. This is what they like. This is how they act. And then the following episodes, you could still jump around for them. But now everyone's got
they at least know.
The primer course
on
who you're dealing with and how they're likely to respond.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'd be
so
very
you're not confused where you're like, why is he in a cab right now?
Yeah.
Oh, that's his cab.
Why is he so fascinated with history? Oh, that's right. It's Steven. Why?
Yeah. Yeah. So, that would be good. But I think if they do it that way, it's really only going to be if they have more story to tell.
Yes.
I just think from a timing perspective, I feel like they're only going to focus on Steven and Mark.
Yeah.
And Moon Knight is just... an activated form of Mark. I don't think they're going with the whole Moon Knight is its own personality.
Yeah, I kind of got that vibe too. The way he was like, you need to give me control now, kind of thing.
He Sailor Moon transformed.
Yeah, for sure. And it looked fucking sick.
It did. I liked it. I mean, I'm still not a huge fan of the face.
See, I like it. I like that look. I don't know what it is. Something about it. It reminds me of like the armored mask from Lost in Space, the 1990s. Lost in Space.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I loved that movie.
And I loved that movie, and I loved that mask. And that mask originally reminded me of like Iron Man, but like a less sleeked Iron Man.
Because Iron Man didn't exist
that point. But like Iron Man in the comics versus like that, and I really liked it.
Yeah.
And I liked the layout of the mask. I liked the look of the whole costume.
Mm-hmm.
It reeks of comic vibes while yes. still being live action.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It definitely does feel very yeah. comic booky.
Yes.
Now we've tiptoed around it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Oscar Isaac.
Yep. Okay.
In freaking credible.
Oh my God. He is.
His accent is on point. He's such a good accent
in so many ways.
Yeah.
I would not have pegged Stephen Grant as the same man that played
Poe Dameron.
Poe Dameron,
yeah.
As also the same man that played Atreides.
Yeah.
The you know.
Someone with nothing but confidence.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are two characters that ooze confidence. Yeah. And Stephen Grant does the opposite. He sucks yep. up confidence. He mm-hmm. makes other people around him feel awkward so yes. that they're less confident.
Yeah, it was absolutely masterful. Mm-hmm. Really, truly.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I loved his obsessive, traditions for sleeping.
Yeah.
I loved that.
I did too.
I loved that. The extremes that he goes to stop himself from wandering and how it honestly does not work at all.
No, for sure not.
Because Mark is so just...
Well, and here's the thing is,
yeah,
Steven thinks he's just sleepwalking.
Yes.
So he's like, oh, this shows me that it's all good.
Yeah.
But Mark then wakes up in the bed and goes, okay, well, now I unstrap myself and I step over the sand.
He's like, make sure to get that tape.
When I come back in, yeah, I get the tape. And like, Mark could be doing fuck all. You have no idea because he's intelligent enough to like undo a buckle.
Yeah. I mean, also, he fucking replaced the fish.
Yeah, that's true.
Not only did he replace the fish, which honestly.
Why did he replace the fish?
Because the fish didn't eat for 2 days.
Oh.
The fish died. And he was like, so he came back and was like, fuck, the fish is dead. He's going to know.
I didn't put that together.
Yeah.
See, I've had goldfish, and when I was younger, I was a bastard. I was not good at my goldfish.
Nobody, when they're a kid,
yeah,
treats their goldfish well.
I had a goldfish that would not fucking die and didn't get fed for like weeks at a time. So like, it didn't even occur to me that this thing was not getting fed.
Yeah, so for 2 days it didn't get fed. Mm-hmm. And honestly, with the lack of a fin, and he's probably an older goldfish.
It probably wasn't in great shape anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So this thing died, and he just was like, fuck, I need to go get another goldfish. And that's why she was like I told you yesterday
there's no one finned fish.
I don't care what that Nemo movie said. So what I think, though, is Mark is fucked up enough And like,
you think he's like
studious enough that he would just be like, all right, just give me that one and just rip the fucking fin off.
Yeah.
I can see him doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
But he didn't. And that's what causes the problem. And you can definitely see that like Steven being aware mm-hmm. of the gaps and starting to notice things is what causes a problem.
Yeah.
Because the more he fights against
mm-hmm.
like not falling asleep, not letting his other personalities go,
yeah.
the more of an issue it causes for Mark.
Well,
you can totally tell
absolutely.
That.
You can't, he's whether he means to or not, making power moves for the body.
Yes.
And that becomes an issue, especially when Khonshu and Mark have other plans.
Yeah, they're like, hey, dude, we're trying to do a thing, and you're trying to, one, be a vegan.
Yeah, that's right, be a vegan.
And two, you're trying to do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to sell candy to kids and talk about ancient Egypt. We are ancient Egypt, bitch.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was. I think it was very well done. Oscar Isaac really knocked it out of the park with that.
I loved his constant state of confusion, even though I made fun of it but like his whole feeling of every time something seemed a little off, he was just like he tried to rationalize in his head the whole like, by Scott, which is also leading me to believe like, is that guy literally just not paying attention to him?
Yeah,
and is calling him Scott.
Or do you think
an alter named Scott?
That'd be hilarious if there's a whole nother Scotty.
Yeah.
And that's who that guy thinks he is.
Yeah. Like, I think it would be crazy if, like, other people at the museum know about the fact that he has multiple personalities.
Wow.
So all of his personalities work there.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of who shows up.
Yeah, right. Because how would he keep a job if he's disappearing for 2 days, unless
Donna
expects Steven, Mark, Scott.
Which honestly, depending on how long he's worked there, it could add to why she's such a bitch.
I mean,
if she's just like, I never know who I'm going to be dealing with, and you're my least favorite of all of your personalities.
Imagine he comes in and she can immediately see the lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he must be going in at some of other personalities. Who else asked out what's her face?
Exactly.
He must be going in as other personalities. So imagine Donna walks up and she sees cowarding Steven and goes, time to fuck with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Because total power if she does trip. That to Mark,
Mark is like, going to put her in her fucking Mark's place. Like,
I will literally kill you and bury the body. So if you open your mouth again, you fat sow, I'll kill you. And like she's just like, oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Or Scotty or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that would be interesting just because like...
It has to be.
Like, I don't know what it's like... You know, we're a new company. We haven't hired anybody. And we definitely haven't hired somebody with dissociative identity disorder.
Yeah.
So I don't know how that works from an employer perspective.
I
mean,
there has to be certain things, but I don't know if they know he has it or if they just, if Mark is just going along with the Steven name because
maybe
she didn't, she said, I didn't think you had it in you, Steven, talking about the date and everything.
Yeah.
So it seems like she, at least Donna, doesn't know that Mark. Has multiple, or that Steven or Mark or multiple personalities. Yeah. And probably the chick that he asked out, who I can't remember her name either.
She definitely doesn't know. Because she would have been understanding.
Yeah.
Instead of just being like, I ate it two days ago. It's like, but you're kind of being a bitch.
Steven, like, could be, you know, Mark or whoever, Mark's going in, definitely acting like Steven. Like, clearly he bought a fish. He's trying to maintain the.
Yeah. He lifestyle. He wants to maintain appearances.
Yes. I don't know why. I don't know what his plan was. He has contacts and stuff. And
I think it's honestly, it probably is. He needs to be, and this will make more sense when I tell you one of the theories that I read.
Okay.
But I think maybe he can kind of like feel when he's like snapping back more.
Okay.
And he's kind of like, shit, okay, I have no choice. Yeah. Like I'm going, like Steven's going to keep taking over more and more and more and more. Yeah. And he's going to be fucking up my shit. So let me just slowly get things set up and then he'll wake up one day and it'll be Steven.
Or what if he's there for a reason? What if London's a closer hub for what they're trying to do with the Scarab and everything?
Could be.
Then
plus also the fucking US. Everybody there seemed to be part of that cult.
Yeah, that's a huge, I mean, he could be like, look, Steven wants to be British and run around in a museum during the day. That's fine. I got shit to do at night. That involves being right here.
Also, so keep it's like the appearances an Egyptian. An Egyptian. What the hell are they called at museum?
Display.
Exhibit.
Exhibit. Yeah.
It's like an Egyptian exhibit.
Yeah.
So what if a lot of the things that he needs or that Ethan Hawke's character needs?
He's guarding that exhibit.
I'm gonna let you during the day do all that stuff. He's like, because at night. I need to be around this shit. Or maybe and something magical. He needs to use something that's in there.
And he needs the intel on what's going on because you still want to keep track of all that. Realistically, that makes sense to me.
And then if he comes in as Mark, maybe he just forgot Steven's name the first time that he walked in there. And he walks in and the guard's like, hey, what are you doing here? He's like, or like he was his first guard's first day. Who are you? And he's like, Scotty.
Yeah. That would make so much sense. I bet you just nailed that Scotty thing. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be. So it was literally just Mark being like, fuck, what is his name again?
I think episode 2. Is going to fill explain in the gaps stuff. With Mark.
It has to.
I think that's what they're going to do. To make the most sense for the storytelling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just do a Mark episode. So you get his, and so you see how he ends up at Germany.
Yeah.
You see why the guard calls him Scotty. You see like how the date got at made or whatever.
Yeah.
Because maybe Mark's I don't fucking know. Thing, hey, you're nice. Let's go get a steak dinner.
Yeah.
Because Mark doesn't know that he's trying to be vegan.
Or maybe Mark's just a player and he's just kind of like, ooh, damn. Yeah.
Hey there, girl. Let you me some steak next Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah.
She's like, he's like 8 o'clock. I should be asleep by then.
he's like, I'll be fine.
Yeah. Like, you don't know. Like, that's, I think episode 2's got to really dig into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that will, one, for people that aren't Moon Knight fans.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, Moon Knight's DID wasn't really done well.
No, especially early on.
Yeah.
It was done very, it was not, no.
I mean, well, at that time it was called multiple personality syndrome. So it's like, you know, it literally was where they were just like, nah, you know, they were going off of the whole, nah, that your one personality could totally know.
Yeah.
And you can use it to your benefit.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, and there literally was some parts here that were played up for comedy.
Yeah.
But I think it did a good job. What I mean, because you can always find something funny in anything. Like you can find. I mean,
well, and this is a kind of, as much as it's, you know, sucks that he has DID.
Yeah.
This plays up the trope that I really like, where you almost find yourself like rooting against the hero. Like my favorite,
because you're like, I want him to stay Steven.
Like I like when he's like, it gives good comedy. It's good reaction when you see like,
yeah,
the main character is like, oh fuck, what is happening now? Like
there was definitely some Jackie Chan feel.
Yes,
when he was Steven,
that Jackie Chan style, or the same thing with my favorite book
when he knocked over the vase and grabbed it, and that's what like made him almost get caught.
And that's the same thing with like Justin Files. Justin Files is like, how can we read it thinking the author hates Harry Dresden and wants him to suffer.
Yeah.
You watch this going, they hate him.
He went to high school with a guy named Harry Dresden. Yeah, he's like, I'm going to make you suffer.
The director and Oscar Isaac like Noah Stephen Grant.
Yeah.
And they want his life to be bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, it definitely was. I mean, it was crazy to see.
Yeah.
Well, one, the lengths.
Oh, yeah.
That he would go to just be like, this is all normal.
Yeah, it's
everything's
totally
normal. Fine.
Everything makes sense. Fine. I just go wander. I have sleepwalking.
Everybody has to deal with this.
Yeah.
I'm not weird for having to put 2 feet wide.
Yeah.
A 2-foot ring of sand around my bed every morning.
Yeah.
That's not weird.
I always just pop back into reality on a bus.
Yeah.
Screaming for no reason.
That's not
Everything's
weird.
Everything's fine.
It's not weird to not remember asking a girl out.
Yeah.
That, especially when you definitely don't appear to have many friends.
No, yeah, and haven't talked to your mom in actual days as far as you know.
Yeah. It's
totally
fine.
It's totally fine.
Everything's fine.
Yep.
Like it was interesting seeing him rationalize it.
And rationalize it in a way that was not a nod and wink to the camera. It was a legitimate.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, okay,
I must have just forgot.
This is just a thing that happens. Like, okay, I woke up and then I was here and the sand's not broken and I'm good. Okay.
Especially when he wakes up and like he doesn't see that the sand's been disturbed and he doesn't see that the tape is there. Mm-hmm. But just how like methodically he is like, okay, all right, that's clear.
Yep.
And then check. Okay. Feel no gaps, no nothing.
Good.
No tears, no nothing. Good. And then he's happy about it. He's like, yeah I did sleepwalk.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean it's like it is very interesting to see.
Yeah, and I think that was well done.
Yeah.
Because I mean and I think Marvel is good enough at tackling mental health issues in a way that can show them, but also show the lighter side. Because a lot of people gave like Fat Thor. A lot of people said that it was a bad portrayal of depression because everything was at his expense and there was a lot of jokes made. But honestly, I feel like Fat Thor was a good portrayal of depression because it showed that, you know, if you are depressed and you get to that point where you're not taking care of yourself and you gain a bunch of weight, normally humor is your main your main outlet. So you're going to be funny. You're going to poke fun at it.
I'm not saying it targeted a specific group of people sitting around this table right now.
Yeah, but definitely not.
But it may have targeted a specific group of people sitting around this table right now.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, so I think that it showed that. And then with his whole redemption in the end and talking with his mom and things like that, I think they did give it enough weight and enough substance. Plus, also, depression in males is overlooked.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Way more than other things, because and which is why they overlooked it in Thor.
Yeah.
You know, people going, oh, they didn't give it enough. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't focus
gravitas,
on it enough. Yeah, exactly. They didn't make it so important. Be like, no, they just accurately displayed how people like
to it. Yes.
Us are treated, how they're just, it's ignored. Sure. And people are just like, you're so funny now. Like, why are you guys so funny?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, yeah, so no, I think they're good at that. They're good at taking a serious thing.
Laugh the pain away.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
This is getting a little too serious. So let's go back to the Moon Knight.
But yeah, no, but I think they're doing the same thing with DID. They're going, you can still have a sense of humor and suffer from this. Yes, it sucks. And when it's... when you're having some sort of like fit where you're starting to hallucinate and you're starting to disassociate more and more and more, it's scary.
Yeah.
And it definitely isn't something to be made fun of.
Yeah.
But you can still...
there's still comedy in the existence
of you certain forgetting aspects. You asked a girl out is inherently funny.
Yeah. It's a bit and it works.
Yeah. No matter what, whether you had DID or not, it's going to be funny. Yeah. So I hate I saw people complaining about that. Because I did definitely see people be like, well, they're just trying to play a dissociative identity disorder for laughs. But like, no, they're not. They're trying to show that even with...
well, and you got to keep in mind something here. A big, big staple of Moon Knight's identity is DID.
Yeah.
And you're still trying to make something that is entertaining for the average person.
Exactly.
It has to have something. Now, granted...
they're not going to get a season two if nobody wants to watch it.
Exactly. And Stephen Grant obviously is not a comedic character.
Yeah.
So you got to play it up. Now, maybe...
he's not going to be telling jokes, but his life is kind of funny.
Is going to come in. Or maybe Mr. Knight.
Yeah.
And Mr. Knight is going to be snarky and fucking hilarious. And
Mr. Knight is... when he's Mr. Knight is when he wears the suit, right?
Yeah, the suit with the mask.
Which is dope. It's my favorite costume. And he's
thug as shit as Mr. Knight.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe Mr. Knight is going to be the sassy fucking jokester that's going to be, like, tearing people apart. And then like...
he's going to have quippy one-lines.
Exactly. You don't know. Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to...
we're one episode in, people.
Yeah, come on. Anyway, I think that's a pretty good place to call it for Moon Knight.
I got to tell you about the theory.
Oh, yeah. What's the theory?
Well, one, could we talk about how we were wrong for who Ethan Hawke is?
Yes, please.
Because we thought it was going to be the avatar of the sun god, Sun King. And we were wrong.
Totally wrong.
It's Ahmet, who is crocodile-headed, lion-fisted, hippopotamus butt lady.
Yep, judgment, but not the standard judgment. That's the pre-judge.
Yes, yeah. So that was interesting. And I like his ability, the if you bad, I suck your life out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I wasn't expecting. I thought he was gonna like break her neck,
shoot her. She just died,
and he just sucked the fucking life out of her, which was crazy.
I like the cult thing going on.
Yes,
That
was a terrifying cult.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Where he basically just walked up and was like, "Who wants to do it?"
Yeah.
Do you think he was gonna start calling on people randomly if no one volunteered?
I don't know, but I bet you he has in the past.
Yeah, which is why people are like, I just might as well fucking find out.
Let's just go for it.
Which, how do you sign up for that?
Dude, I don't get cults in general, so I don't know, man.
But like, that's a hard sell.
Well, let me walk you through my 5-step plan, Jared, for getting your own cult today.
Okay. And just taking notes.
Yeah, okay.
But no, it's
start a podcast.
Start a podcast, build a following, steal underpants, make millions. But no, it just feels like a hard sell to be like, hey, you guys should follow me. Well, I mean, like, the magical powers helps because people are automatically going to deify you.
Yeah, for sure.
But be like, hey, so what I'm going to do is I'm gonna grab your hands. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put my weird crocodile cane on your forearms. It's going to start swinging by some unearthly force.
Yep.
And then my tattoo is going to tell me whether or not you are a good person. Mm-hmm. And if you're not... I'm going to suck the life out of you right there. Maybe some people were like, blowjobs? Blowjobs are cool.
Yeah.
But the first person that died, everybody else should have been
you know what?
I promise
you, there's always going to be someone that's going to be like, I will pass this test and wants to be...
true.
Wants to be justified in their belief in themselves. And it's
plus also you're prejudged. Does that mean you can go through the rest of your life being an asshole?
Knowing that like you're good now? Like I don't know.
I already found out that I'm going to.
But the people that pass, I guarantee you the people that pass are not the kind of people that would be like, now I could be an asshole.
True.
That old lady, if she'd passed, would have been like, yeah, fuck you, Karen. Like she would have been.
Yeah.
That's part of it, I think. It's that prejudgment.
Yeah, yeah, which was definitely very, very interesting, and I liked
it. I'm very on board.
And I want to see, because he seems to be an avatar. Avatar of Ahmet. So I want to know if he has a cool transformation like Moon Knight, and it's going to be a super costume thing. So the theory is, And it goes back to the whole that they're playing it up to too much comedy for DID for him to actually have DID.
Uh-huh.
What they're saying is that he's a Nexus being.
Oh shit.
And that his other personalities are actually pruned marks and pruned Moon Knights.
Oh wow.
From other timelines that are latching on to him because they got pruned.
Yeah.
So they don't have a body anymore. So what they're doing is they're jumping on to Stephen Grant.
So,
and Stephen Grant is actually the Prime, and Mark Spector is the only one that's effective. So that's why he's jumping in and he's taking over the most.
That would be this is happening, I believe, during the cracking and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, TVA it's like right around.
TVA has existed all throughout time, pretty much. So
yeah, they could have been pruning the
entire time. Yeah. There could have been like a weakening of the boundaries at some point during this. So, I mean, yeah, that'd be very interesting.
And if this is happening right after, you know, the whole Nexus event and Wanda and then, you know, the one who remains.
I think it happens way before because the phones in it look old.
He had a razor, but that was Mark's razor.
That's true.
And Mark as a mercenary is not going to have top of the line. He's going to have something that's as untraceable, as cheap and disposable.
Did he call his mom on a regular landline or did he call on
a cell phone? No, cell phone. He had a touch screen and everything.
Okay, then maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, so I mean there's the possibility that this could be happening right after the one who remains got killed.
Yeah, it's possible.
And the event you know with WandaVision happened. So everything's been weakened. The timeline's all crazy. And that's what gave them the ability and why they're clinging on right now.
Yeah.
And why it's getting worse.
Well, because if any or all of them are avatars of Khonshu and Khonshu wants that avatar, he's got the power that he can manipulate shit.
Exactly. So he's like a god.
He's a god. So he could throw Mark into Stephen Grant's body or whatever. Maybe you're right. Maybe. But no, he can't. This is why I don't think this theory works. Because he picks up the phone and he calls Layla back. And Layla exists in this time and place.
True.
And knows who Mark is and wants to know why Mark hasn't contacted her in a while.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's definitely holes in it.
It's a pretty interesting hole.
It is a big hole. Which actually, did you pick up on the Easter egg?
Which one?
Because I picked up on it.
Which one?
In that exact scene with calling Layla back.
What about it?
Going through the call list.
Yes.
Where it was just Layla, Duchamp, Layla.
Yep.
For those who don't know Moon Knight, Duchamp is Jean-Luc Duchamp, who's Frenchie.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Moon Knight's pilot and friend.
Yes. And probably flew him to Britain.
Germany, Britain, technically everywhere. Everywhere he goes.
Well, I was thinking like he flew Mark to England for then Stephen to take over and do the whole daytime thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're probably right. He probably did fly him.
He would have had to have flown him back.
Back, yeah.
To Germany to try to steal the Scarab.
Yeah, so you're probably right. He probably did fly Mark to
So that was probably what that call was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was like, because the entire time I was looking for Easter eggs, I was like, let me catch something. Yes, and then I saw Duchamp, and I was like, why is that name familiar?
I don't think the Nexus thing works, but I do like the Duchamp Easter egg. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think he probably did fly him to Germany.
Yeah. So our money.
And probably back.
Because yeah, definitely back. Yeah, because he gets back.
He gets back. I mean, we know he gets back.
He passed out and he woke up in his bed. Mm-hmm. He definitely got back.
Yeah.
So our money, though, is on that the next episode is going to be
a Mark episode,
predominantly from Mark's perspective.
I think the next episode is going to be a Mark episode filling in the gaps.
Yes. And I'm going to say halfway through the episode is when they're going to hit that bathroom scene. And the rest of it might be a fight.
That could be it. That'd be good. I'd like a little more Moon Knight action.
Yeah. I would like to see some ass kicking. Mm-hmm. I think since there was so little ass kicking in the first episode,
it's going to be a little more predominant.
It's going to be an ass kick heavy.
Yeah, I hope episode. So. I really do.
Yes. Right. Now, hardy break turn.
Hard right turn.
Real quick, out of 10, what are you giving it?
First episode, 8.
8? Really I was going to give it an 8 also.
Yeah, really enjoyed it.
I was going to say like either around like a 7.7 or an 8.
Yeah, somewhere in the 7 to 8, but I'm just going to lean towards 8 because it's got a lot of promise. I enjoyed it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I only had the qualm of it was too short and I wanted more and I wanted more action.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. And those aren't even like big problems for me. That's just like me nitpicking.
Yeah, exactly. That's just us being greedy.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah.
So look, hard right turn.
Hardy break.
We talked about this a couple of episodes ago.
I was excited at the potential, and you were less excited, but still hopeful for potential.
Yep. Some of the early reviews are in for Morbius.
Yes.
And they are not good.
It looks bad, people.
I mean, look, I knew the trailer didn't look... We talked... the trailer did not look good.
Yeah.
But it had potential, and I said, if they kind of double down or go evil or whatever, that'd be... Okay, it could really
work. Which was our big thing. Yeah, our big thing when we talked about it was where we're like, hopefully he tries his whole hero shtick.
Yeah.
And his vampire-ness starts taking over.
Yeah.
And he ends it being more like a villain.
And that does not sound like what it's going to happen from what I've read.
From one of the reviews, because we, you know, we record a lot of shows in one day. And so while during another show, we were texting back and forth.
Yeah.
And one of the reviews that we read said that they were focused so much on an interconnected Spider-Verse that they forgot they were making a movie.
Yes, and that is not good.
That is probably one of the most scathing things that you can hear.
By the way, that review gave it a 5, which blows my mind.
Because everything else is...
What, the Rotten Tomatoes on it, the tomato meter was like 16%. 16,
I think you said, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen
That's crazy low. That's very low.
Yeah. Now, that's not audience score. Audience score can be different. There's lots of movies.
And a lot of the times they are.
16% tomato meter and have like a 95% audience score.
I don't think this is going to be one.
I don't think this is going to be it either. I've not heard good things. And this is from like reviewers and like not just reviewers of movies, but like comic book movie reviewers.
Yeah.
Who are like.
People that you trust more.
Yeah.
It's not just IGN said this.
Yeah.
It's you know, there's an actual thing behind
there's
it.
There's other people that have, this is what they do. This is their passion. And they're looking at it and going, nah, bro. So.
Yeah. And I think that's, and we talked about this because now the episode has come out. So now we can talk about it. In the, was the Marvel Cinematic Universe bad for filmmaking? And we said no.
No.
But we also did say we can see where people are coming from.
Yeah.
Because it sets a weird expectation that people try to try to replicate, and they might not be able to replicate it.
And this is what we meant. That scenario, like you nailed it on the head that this is like the epitome of what we didn't want to happen with the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And even though this isn't technically Marvel Cinematic,
this is technically Sony.
This is what this is Sony trying to do it without the ability. And they're messing it up.
Not everybody can be a Jon Favreau. Not everybody can have the foresight, but still the precision of Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
Because that's what, like, Kevin Feige is legitimately like a targeted drone strike that also drops a carpet bomb.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, how did you get that so precise? How did you hit everything I wanted on the way?
He can hit a crowd of enemies and dodge the civilians. Like, he's really good. This, and like I said, the graphics didn't look amazing to me from the trailer. Yeah. The story was like, okay, insert standard story. I'm like, and I said this before and I was going to say it again and I'll say it to you again. I'm sure we'll come up in other episodes.
We will most likely end up seeing it and then giving it our own scathing review. I don't know if I'm going
to pay money to these seats in the theaters. I might wait till this hits something like a streaming service where I can watch it from my couch, heavily inebriated to deal with it.
Yeah.
And, if they just did a villain movie, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I would love a movie where he starts good, goes bad, and then movie two is Spider-Man kicking his ass.
That's how it should have been.
Yes. Or Venom kicking his ass. You want to double down that Venom's a good guy? Put Venom against Morbius. You own both those franchises.
Yeah.
I'll support the good guy Venom story if you're giving me a really solid villain story.
Yeah.
Morbius is a C-list Spider-Man villain.
Yeah.
Who... I know there's people that really love him. I know.
He's got cool lore behind him. He's got cool comic book lore. He's done some cool things.
Yeah.
Has he done as much cool shit as Venom?
No.
No. And people shit on Venom. So it's like if people shit on Venom,
one
of your A-tier anti-heroes, you think people are going to get behind Morbius?
I know. He's the perfect setup for a villain story that then shows the villain lose.
Yeah.
Or even better, you're trying to do these Marvel tie-ins. They already threw Venom in as a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
They're doing this multiversal kind of shit going on. Okay. Fucking down the line a year from now after Morbius went full villain, Moon Knight always kicks the shit out of vampires. That's his MO, Dracula. Come on, man.
Totally.
Morbius could have fucked around and found out with the wrong anti-hero.
Yes.
And that would have been amazing. Oh,
you think that you're dangerous?
Hey, you know Dracula because he owes me my goddamn money. And that's when you're just...
That would have been the amazing. Perfect tie-in.
I'd love to see Oscar Isaac kick the loving shit out of Jared Leto.
In real life or in a movie?
Yes.
Okay. How funny would it be if Morbius gets sucked through a portal and he's standing there and fucking Moon Knight kicks down a door and he turns around all vampired out. He goes, where's my fucking money?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that would have been amazing. It's the setup for something truly great and they're just shitting the bed on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's upsetting. And we
talk about one other thing related to that.
Go for it. Yeah.
Why is Jared Leto still accepted by Hollywood and people in general?
Didn't he
fuck like a number of underaged fans?
I don't know. I don't follow Hollywood news. I just know.
I don't follow it either. But it was.
I know pretty... Will Smith smacked Chris Rock. Oh my right god! Now,
everyone knows Will. I don't. And here's I don't care. I get it, and it's not my place to speak about this, and I'm not talking about and what side I agree with or disagree with. Or, I don't care. Here's what I'm saying. It's the Golden Globes, where it's a bunch of rich Oscars. People. Oscars, whatever. Yeah. Fuck them.
It's bigger.
It's bigger. It's an award show for rich people to pat themselves on the back.
Yeah.
Someone made a joke at someone else's expense, whether they meant to or not, whether they knew they had a disease or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Someone made a joke at someone else's expense. And the retaliation was maybe inappropriately scaled, maybe not. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's not. While this is happening, our world is burning. Dyson's making air filtering headphones because we can't breathe our atmosphere anymore.
Yeah.
This shit is crazy.
I literally said that to my mom. My mom was just, because my mom is big into it. Like, my mom is following everything. And, you know, I follow it too. Because,
yeah, sure. You have to. It's everywhere.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen it happen before.
Yeah, well, yeah, no one has. It's never happened.
But, my mom was just like, I can't believe this, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, Mom, you know what's funny? There's a world war. Or there's a world war, like, right around the corner.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, there was peace talks Russia for a little bit.
Russia just conscripted 130,000 troops.
But, like, it's still, there's people
Russia
dying.
Russia just conscripted 130,000 troops.
Yeah, I'm like, there's a lot going. I'm like, there's still a pandemic.
Yeah.
There's still a war going on. There's still the looming threat of nuclear disaster.
The climate is rapidly degrading into a non-sustainability.
It's snowing in fucking almost April now.
Yeah.
Like
there's so many things we should, I don't know, be addressing. But instead, I get to watch Will Smith smack
over and over. Over and over again.
And by the way, it's, you know, okay, he smacked him. And wildly
the more you watch
it,
does it look more staged the more you watch it?
I watched it a lot, and yes, it looks more and more staged. And I almost feel like, so there's a bunch of memes about this, and this is, look, I don't like Jada Pinkett Smith. I don't either.
I think
she's toxic as fuck, too. And ever since the meme about Will being upset that his wife told her, Hollywood, whatever, I get Will Smith's point of view entirely. Mm-hmm. Chris Rock made the G.I. Jane joke, which is a bullshit, cheap shot that no one took to be a serious joke.
Yeah.
Will Smith laughed.
It was the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Jada gave him a look.
Yeah.
He had to... He's already in his book and everything he talks about had to defend himself. So he gets up. He probably fucking, you know, being the star actor he is, choreographed the shit out of that slack so that Chris Rock would roll with it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't seem particularly affazed by it. And I got a feeling if Will Smith really hit you, you'd know it.
Plus also like, I don't know. It's I'm going to give you my hot take on it real quickly.
Okay.
So really quickly. Was Chris Rock out of line for making that joke? Not really.
No, it's a joke.
It's a low hanging joke. It was a bad joke.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say it was a good joke. I'm not even gonna say it was funny.
No,
it was a bad joke.
It was. Yeah, for sure.
Should Will Smith have smacked him?
No. Yeah, violence not the answer.
But do I think it's that it's important? No, it's not. Do I think that Will Smith smacked him for, if it wasn't stage, did Will Smith smack him for reasons not what was going on in that exact moment?
Probably.
100%.
Probably. You don't react Will like Smith that to a G.I. Jane joke. You don't.
Will Smith for the past, 2 years now, has been basically berated online nonstop.
Yes.
Nonstop about his wife.
His wife, depression.
Fucking somebody else.
Depression.
Yeah.
Weight gain. A bunch of... Yeah. There's been a lot of stuff around Will Smith.
And his wife, I once again will say, is very toxic. Very toxic. I will not keep his wife's name out my motherfucking mouth.
Yeah, right.
She's very toxic. Mm-hmm. And what did she do? She has been constantly putting him in these positions. Mm-hmm. He's been getting broken down, broken down, broken mm-hmm. down, broken down, broken down. And she basically just went dog off a leash. She yeah. basically went go.
Yeah.
And what did he do? Made a stupid fucking decision.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And had to double down on it. And yeah. I just, it's the whole situation's stupid. It was a stupid joke. It was a stupid move.
Yeah.
No one, dumb. It was dumb. But do I care? No, I don't. No. I want it to be done so we can focus on shit that matters.
Yeah.
But okay.
Like we should shitty call movies.
We like shitty movies. Shitty, shitty, shitty vampire movies that are going to be awful that I'm going to need to really just like eat nothing but Chinese and drink scotch and try to power through because I know it's going to be bad.
I love that you have your plan already for
I do.
It.
I'm already strapped
scotch
in.
Scotch and Chinese.
Scotch and Chinese food. I want some like pork fried rice
and a single malt.
And a single, well, I'm a cheap bitch, but you know.
Oh, okay.
I do. Right. My favorite's Monkey Shoulder, which is a mix, but it's a mix of three single malts.
Okay.
And it's a really good mix.
Never had it.
It's a really good blended scotch.
I've had at least one of almost all alcohols.
Really?
I've tried just about every alcohol that yeah. I've heard of.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
But am I a connoisseur on mm. any one particular?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Well, then you're going to nah. enjoy my wedding because the amount of money we spent on booze.
That's, I like to hear it.
Yeah.
I love to hear it.
It's like when they told me the difference in price for what we were getting. Now, granted, mm-hmm. we're getting like a mix and the caterers buy back what we don't open.
Yeah.
So we will hopefully won't be taking the full hit.
I'll try not to get hammered.
Oh no, you please go for gold.
Okay.
but like it's like a little everything. And one of the reasons we have a little everything is because I wanted Long Island iced teas to be an option for people because that's a thing lots of people drink at weddings. It's a Long Island. I know.
That's dangerous.
But Long Islands have fucking everything.
Everything.
In them. Yeah.
A little bit of everything.
Yep.
A lot of bit of everything. But that's where we should probably end yeah, talk about alcohol.
Now, would you like to listen to more of our shows? Would you like to check us out online? Maybe you should go to rumrunnerspodcastnetwork.com.
Yeah.
Where you can find all of Talk Show and all of our other shows like Dark Rum, Rum Runners,
Senpai
Kohai, No Walls Nightmares, Infinite Universe. You have to watch this podcast.
Very good.
Chungus. Chungus Cast.
Fit Talk.
Fit Talk. I was getting there. Motherfucker.
Okay.
Give me a
second. Okay. I'll
let me say. Hey, you got to let me succeed or fail, Jared.
I'm gonna take a nap. I'll take a nap.
You take a nap. Check us out on Twitter at Talk Shonen. Hit us up if you hit us up anywhere you listen to your podcast, Google, Apple,
Spotify.
Are we on iHeartRadio?
We are on everything.
We are on everything. So get at you, boy. Did I miss anything? Okay, I tried real hard that time, Jared.
The only show you missed was Lehigh Valley Food.
Oh yeah, Lehigh Valley Food. I'm sorry. And don't forget our partner affiliates, Times Live Radio.
Studios, yeah.
Times Live Studios. Fuck, I'm getting there.
Times Live Radio Studios.
You're good. Studios, okay.
Plus, also at this point, we can now announce, because when this is out, there is now the brand new From Rum Runners, the indie podcast magazine.
Awesome.
Which is going to be available on our website, as well as it should be available on Good Pods. Wow. And it's going to be accessible on some bigger Facebook podcasting mm-hmm. groups. Mm-hmm. So anywhere that you can find the indie podcast digital magazine, it's a fully digital magazine built from the ground up to be interactable. It is for podcasters. Anybody who is an indie podcaster, so if you're not part of some big network or anything like that, this is for you on how to start, how to keep going, how to, you know, tips, tricks, everything. It's for you guys.
Speaking of, if you have a podcast and want to join our network, hit us up. We are accepting new podcasts all the time. We're building a podcast family.
Yes.
You know, why be with the big, big networks that don't care about you when you be with us and we care a modicum more?
We're
family.
Vin Diesel.
Fast and the Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious. Or was it?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Fast 10 your seatbelts or whatever.
I hope that's what it's called. I hope that's the next one.
So jump on board. Give us a, you know, like us.
That's on our website. Yep. You'll see it right at the bottom. It says contact us about, you know, getting on the network.
Absolutely. So, hey, thank you for listening.
Thank you for stopping in. Embrace your fandom, everybody.
And let your nerd flag fly. Peace.